We are truly blessed. We most certainly are. Our message is entitled this morning, Starting the Week Off Right. If you have your Bibles today, turn with us to the book of Psalms, Psalms 100. We have with Psalms 100 an exhortation to praise. Starting your week off right. You may say, well, Brother Lynn, I'll start Monday morning with my week off right. No, dear friends, today is the first day of the week. Today is the day to start one's day off right. Today is the day that the Lord hath made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. The psalmist writes to us in Psalms 100, beginning in verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Oh, dear friends, when the Holy Spirit led us to Psalms 100, he began to bless our heart. He began to fill us to overflowing. Well, you see, dear friends, when you look at this wonderful Psalms, you see how that the service was about praise. I believe, dear friends, that when we come together in the presence of the Holy Spirit, you and I today are to praise, to give honor, and to give glory to God. You say, Brother Lynn, how can I do that? You can do it by giving up a joyful noise unto the Lord. We all, dear friends, have something to praise about. We all have been blessed in a tremendous way. And when I thought about the psalmist, when the Holy Spirit inspired him to write this passage, I thought about someone who no doubt was a true worshiper, someone who had a desire in their heart to praise and to bring glory to God. My prayer is today, if you want to start the week off right, start it by praising and giving glory to God. I can tell you today, dear friends, if you will start your day out with prayer, your day will go much better. If you will walk with him and you will talk with him, he will bless you in tremendous ways. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. When you depart this house of prayer, go to your homes praising God. Live each and every day of your life being willing to give honor, praise, and glory to the Lord. The Bible says that we're to serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Are you glad you're here today? Are you thankful that you're here today? You should be, because I can tell you today, it's a privilege to be in the house of God. It's an honor to sing the praises of the one who loves you and cares for you and gave himself for you. I tell you today, if you want to start your week off right, start it by bringing glory to the Lord. Oh, dear friends, when you look here at Psalms 100 and you see here how that the psalmist wrote this as he did, he said, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves." You see, dear friends, we belong to Him. And if you have your faith and your trust in the Lord, He belongs to you. You belong. You're a part of something good. You're a part of something glorious. That is something. Praise His name to shout about. That is something that should stir our hearts, our minds, and our souls each and every day of our lives. Just knowing that we belong to the Lord. I'm thankful today for salvation. I'm today that the Lord God has gave me a blessed hope. I can tell you today, my head may be heavy and I may be a little downtrodden, but the Holy Spirit will remind me and show me in His Word that the Lord loves me and that He cares for me and very best for me. And I say that to say this, dear friends, to start our day off right, to start our week as it should be, start it by worshiping and praising God. We're here for what? Not to be seen, not to be heard, but we're here to praise. We're here to worship. We're here to bring glory to the Lord. We're here to sing the praises of the One who has blessed us and helped us and enabled us to be here today. People says, "I ain't got much to be thankful for." Lord, help you. If the God that we serve and belong to has blessed you to raise, take a breath, and open your eyes, and put your feet on the floor, you got reason to praise. That is the catalyst that's needed in our lives to start our week off right. I want you to know something today, dear friends. I'd rather start with Him as without Him. And the psalmist here, what did he say? He said, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and in His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name." What he's saying, you are to go praying. You are to come praying. You are to be willing to pray. You are to pray without ceasing. You are to be willing to do whatever it takes to worship and to glorify the Lord's name. He says, I hope I have a good week. I hope this week starts off a lot better than it did last week. Have you ever said that? Oh, I have. Have you ever had a bad day or a bad week or sometimes a bad month? Oh, yes. I want you to understand something today, dear friends. There's no doubt in our mind that this psalmist had times in his life when he was down and out, when he was more in the valley than he was on the mountain. But he knew what it meant to worship. He knew what it meant to praise. And I tell you today, dear friends, if we have a mindset to praise, to bring honor and glory to God, He will bless you. He will help you. He will enable you to thrive in the midst of life's challenges. Oh, dear friends, I couldn't do it without Him, but I know, praise God, I'll go all the way with Him, and that is something to praise His name for. I thought about what the psalmist said. He said there that we are His sheep. We are His people. The Bible says here in Psalms 95 in verse 7, "For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand." Today, if you will hear His voice, I tell you today, dear friends, if you will hear, if you will heed, if you'll do, I tell you, your week will start out right. You know why? Because I know that he walks with me, and that he talks with me, and that he never leaves me, nor, praise God, forsakes me. That's why we have this exhortation to praise. We have something. Praise his name to shout about. To shout about. You belong. You that know him are a part of something. You're a part of something good. You're a part of something glorious. We all want to be one. We all want to be embraced. We all want to be an essential part of something. And sometimes we may feel as though we're not. Well, rest assured this, blood-bought believer, you're a part of something good and glorious in the Lord. And the psalmist, when he wrote this, I thought about the Apostle Paul. I thought about a man who was willing to praise despite difficult circumstances that he would encounter. You know what Paul said to the church at Ephesus? In this wonderful letter of the Ephesians, he tells us in Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." What's he saying? He's saying this. You've been molded. You've been geared. You've been conditioned. You've been prepared to bring praise and honor and glory to the Lord. That is the essential part of having a good start to the week that's before us. You see, dear friends, when you and I start the week off right, the good Lord is bound to put everything into place. You know why? Because I believe, dear friends, that when we start off our week right, what we're doing is we're putting God in the lead. We're not getting before God. We're behind God and being willing to let him lead us and guide us and direct us with every step we take. You know what gets people trouble? You know what brings hardship and pain and trouble to people's lives? In many cases, we just get ahead of God. We start out right, but before you know, we flounder. You know why? Because we say we know what we need when we need it. When it is God who is the catalyst that brings to our heart, minds, and souls what we need when we need. You know something? I find myself sometimes in a fix, as do you. Sometimes we want to try to control, we want to try to fix, we want to try to manipulate, we want to try to do things in accordance to our way of thinking. You say, well, that never happens to me. Oh, yes, it does. The altar's open. You can come. Because you see, dear friends, I believe without a shadow of a doubt, what we're to do is to pray. Pray. When situations occur and circumstances come upon us and things are very difficult and hard to deal with, we're to pray. We're to pray. And I tell you, friends, it is essential. We can start our week out in prayer and putting God first and start our week out right. And when the challenges and the crises and the problems and the hardship and the pain comes our way, the Holy Spirit will condition us to thrive. Jesus said this, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." And what will he do? He gives rest. He gives rest. The Lord wants us to be rested. The Lord wants us to have his love in our heart that will enable us to walk through the pitfalls that life sends our way. Notice here what the psalmist says. He says in verse number 4, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving, to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." That word in verse 4, praise that has to do with thanksgiving. It means thankful giving. What's the psalmist saying? He's saying this: God is giving us. God is providing for us. God is making provision for us. What are we giving to Him? The least we can do is praise Him. The least we can do is to put Him first. You see, dear friends, when we will put the Lord God Almighty first and foremost in our lives, we'll realize, praise God, how we're blessed. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I ain't got nothing to give. Give of yourself. And that's enough. The psalmist said, for the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. The Lord is good. That word mercy is kindness. His kindness. His kindness is everlasting. No matter how mean or how trifling you may be to the Lord, His kindness will shine through. Not to just you. Not to just me. But in the generations that is around us. My generation is much different than Cam's generation. But the goodness and the glory and the love of God transcends time. It blesses this little boy just like it blesses us. You've heard the saying, God is good. Dear friends, He's good all the time. And you see, dear friends, we want to start our week out right. Don't wait till tomorrow. Today is the first day of the week. Start today with worship, with honor, and praise. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I'm not saved. Well, you get saved today. You'll have a wonderful week. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, I ain't living right. Well, listen, if you're backslidden, repent. God will bless you. Have a wonderful week. Because His mercy endures. His mercy, His mercy, His love, His kindness is showered upon all those who call upon His name. What are we here for? What are we here for? Friends, we're here to worship. We're here to worship. You know, some businessmen go to church, they go to make business deals. Some go to be seen. Some go to be heard. You'll find the whole gambit in the church world. But when it gets right down to where the rubber meets the road, friends, we're here for one reason. That's to worship and to praise, to bring honor to God. And dear friends, when we do that, our week will start out right. Let's stand to our feet.